Focus on flowers. In warm areas of the United States, crepe myrtle trees, blooming in high summer, are a spectacular sight. The trees, which have exfoliating bark, thrive in zones 8 and 9. In the lower Midwest, crepe myrtles can be grown as small shrubs. They're killed back to their roots each winter in the same way butterfly bushes die back in our gardens. Crepe myrtles are natives of China and belong to the genus Lagostrimia. The flowers appear at the tips of the new season's growth. I have quite a few crepe myrtle bushes in my southern Indiana garden, and some have persisted as long as 10 years. Though I have lost a few in harsh winters when I have forgotten to mulch them well. They are late to break dormancy, so I watch them closely, waiting for the reddish-green growth to appear in May. The flowers are lavender, pink, red, or white, and when they appear, they light up my hot and tired garden, shrugging off the heat that so many of our perennials dislike. They remind me of my childhood home in Queensland, Australia, where their midsummer bloom occurred in December, and so they were known as Christmas bushes. The flowers are densely clustered, and each has 6 petals reminiscent of crepe paper. More information about these plants can be found at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on crepe myrtle.